Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host Shravin. We've got Taran here with us.
Hello.
And today we're going to be talking about Fantastic Beasts: The Secrets of Dumbledore. I always get the titles mixed up because I've called this like the Crimes of
Dumbledore.
Yeah. I think I called it the Crimes of Grindelwald, which is the previous one.
Yeah.
And the Secrets of Grindelwald and the Crimes of Dumbledore. And
yes.
Yeah. But we're talking about the latest installment in the Fantastic Beasts franchise. So whenever I look up, for some reason I always miss the extra S whenever I search this.
Fantastic Beast. It's a singular beast.
No, I miss the S in Beast, so I end up looking up Fantastic Beats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
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 But yeah, we watched this yesterday. It released on Friday the 4th, no, not the 4th, the 8th of April. So we'll get into it. So as usual, we'll structure this episode as I'll do a bit of background. We'll talk about our positives and negatives. I've actually got some tweet reactions to this from fans, so we can briefly go through that. And then we'll do some spoilers at the end, and we'll clearly signal when we're doing spoilers. So if you haven't seen the movie, you can feel free to keep listening. All right, so background wise, so it's directed by David Yates, who I think this is his like seventh Harry Potter related movie. He did all the movies since the fifth movie, the Order of the Phoenix onwards. So what's that, like 5, 6, and then they did 2, 7, 8. Yeah, that's 4, and then three Fantastic Beasts. So 7th. The screenplay is by J.K. Rowling and Steve Kloves. So the last movie was just by J.K. Rowling, and then they've obviously roped in Steve Kloves, who worked in on a lot of the original Harry Potter movies. It's starring Eddie Redmayne, so he's back as Newt Scamander, and he makes up the Fantastic Beasts. In the previous one, they had like Fantastic Beasts in big font. And they had Crimes of Grindelwald in like the
little font, but they reversed it.
Yeah, they switched it. So it's like Fantastic Beasts. Well, yeah.
They've really painted themselves into a corner with this Fantastic Beasts tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they could have called it something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have called it. Maybe the first one was.
One's fine.
Yeah, that was sort of Fantastic Beasts and.
Yes.
What was it called? Fantastic Beasts and Where You Find Them, right?
Yeah.
A Way to Find Them?
Yeah. They're in the suitcase.
Yeah, that's right. It's not too hard, is it?
Yeah.
So they're all in one place. The first one was fine, but I think the second one wasn't really a Fantastic Beasts movie, and we'll talk about whether this one is or not.
Mm.
Jude Law is back as Dumbledore. Ezra Miller is back as...
What, Ezra Miller.
Yeah, whatever character. What's it? The Credence? Is
Credence.
It? Yeah, back as that. Dan Fogler is back as the Muggle. Kowalski or something? Whatever.
Baker boy.
The Baker.
Jacob Kowalski.
Jacob, yeah.
Yeah.
Alison Sudol, who plays Queenie.
Yep.
And Callum Turner, who plays Newt Scamander's brother.
Theseus.
Yes, you remember all the names. Jessica Williams. Do you remember this person?
Who's this person?
She's the professor from, what's the school in America? Ilvermorny?
Yes, like that? Yeah.
She's a professor from there.
Yeah, professor.
She's got an actual name, but yeah, well, actually, I'll look it up right now. Her real name, or her name in the movie, is Professor Lally Hicks. Hicks. Professor Hicks. Yeah.
Sure.
Apparently she was in the last one, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. I don't remember the last movie that well.
Yeah. But apparently she had a small role in the last one. She has a more prominent role in this one.
Mm.
Because one other person doesn't have a prominent role in this one. And that's Catherine Waterston, who plays...
Tina.
Tina, yes. So she's not really in the movie.
Is there a reason? Or was it a plot point?
It feels like she obviously should have probably been in it because they had this one. They kind of have like a team up type thing, right? And obviously it feels like she would have been in it, but maybe the actress was like busy or something. So they're like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, but there's no, you haven't done any research behind like why she wasn't in this.
No, I haven't done any research.
Okay, maybe it's a plot point thing then.
Well, they say she's like the head of auras or something, right?
Yeah.
So she's busy doing...
In America.
Like actual work.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. And then the one clear change from the previous movie is Mads Mikkelsen is now Grindelwald and not Johnny Depp. And yeah, we can talk about that as well. So apart from that... Don't have too much about runtime. It's $200 million budget. And the runtime's 2 hours and 22 minutes. Cool. Anything else? So no. It was delayed quite a bit because of COVID and because they switched out Johnny Depp with Mads Mikkelsen. So it was meant to come out in 2020. But then it got delayed till this year. So what's the plot of this one?
That's a tough question. It's very tough. Because I don't think this movie has a plot. There is an election?
Yes.
What are they electing? I don't know. I'm not completely sure. They're electing someone. For something.
The head of International Magical Council or something? The International Magical.
Is that something they made up for this? Is that mentioned in anything else prior to this?
I don't think so. Is it like the UN for magical people?
No idea. I'm not sure. Yeah. But they're electing that person.
Yes.
And Grindelwald's doing stuff.
Yeah, so Grindelwald, what happened in the last movie? He was like getting his gathering followers and... Killed some people and, yeah, that's it, right?
He's
out and about.
He killed Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman.
Well, he killed her so that she could get released to work on the Batman.
Catwoman, yeah.
So he's out and about. Dumbledore's also out and about. Everyone's just out and about. Everyone's doing stuff.
They're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The plot revolves
Dumbledore's
around...
Dumbledore's wearing suits.
Yeah, he's wearing... Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't quite transitioned into the robes yet. There is a magical creature that's kind of the center of this plot. What's it called?
I can't remember.
Chili or something?
Chicali.
Wait, I've got it here.
Chicali.
It's spelled Q-I-L-I-N. But they pronounce it as Chillin, I think.
Chillin. Yeah. Chillin. Chillin.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid, but that creature apparently bows down to someone who's pure of heart, and they use that as a means to elect people.
Mm-hmm. Should have just done a vote.
Yeah, I thought they did do a vote.
They were going to do a vote, and then they're like, nah, we're going to use this thing.
But anyway, we'll get into that in spoilers. But I guess we can get into our thoughts on it. Positives wise, I thought this was better than the last one. It makes a bit more sense than the last one. It's one of those, it's definitely one of those like course correction movies. I feel like it's like people, stuff that people didn't like in the previous one, they kind of just like glazed over it. Like the whole thing about Credence, how he's like a Dumbledore, they kind of answer it, but it's like, oh, okay, whatever. Like it's not like a big, huge thing like they made it out to be in the previous movie. Yeah, so I thought the professor's character was good, actually. Professor Hicks, I thought she was, there's some good moments with her, especially like magical fighting stuff, or just magic stuff. That was actually pretty good. I thought she was a good addition to the cast. She adds a bit of character. Newt Scamander, I guess Eddie Redmayne is fine as the character. He does his Newt Scamander stuff.
Weird so shit.
Yes, he was fine. Jacob, I think he's always been sort of like the best part of these movies, so he's still pretty good in this one. It is a Secrets of Dumbledore, like it's called Secrets of Dumbledore, but like...
It's like one secret.
Yeah, and it's not really that much of a secret, to be honest.
Could have been more secrets.
Yeah, I would say Dumbledore is probably in this more than Grindelwald was in the previous movie. So the previous movie was called Crimes of Grindelwald. I feel like we didn't get much of that in the previous movie. You do get a bit more of Dumbledore in this movie. But still, it's not like... He's not like the main character. I don't... Oh, it's kind of, but not really. The plot is fine, I guess. It is a bit convoluted. And by the end of it, you're like... You're kind of back to where we started. So I don't think that much actually happens in this movie.
I thought this movie was probably as good as the last one. I disagree with you that it's better than the last one. It's probably just as good as it. You just haven't seen the last one in a while.
Yeah, I just remember really not liking the last one. This was, yeah, I did like parts of this better. Like that, there was, I think it started well. There was a opening sequence, a couple of opening sequences before the title card comes up, which I thought were actually pretty good. And it does go to some dark places, so it is like slightly darker than at least like some of the Harry Potter movies. And Mads Mikkelsen was pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he was not like, but I don't, amazing or anything, but it was fine. Like, he's good. He's as good as he is in other things.
I think this falls down because nothing happens in the plot. Like you said, you end up in the same place where you start off with. At least the last one took some swings. Yeah. This is very safe and almost too boring. Like nothing really happens. If you don't watch this movie, like I don't think you've really missed out on much.
Well, they do a couple of things with the characters. Like I said, it's a bit of a course correction thing. Like Queenie, who was one of the main, like has been one of the main characters in this franchise. She does some very uncharacteristic stuff in the last movie.
Yeah.
And they kind of correct that in this movie.
I would rather do a big swing like that where it's just like, oh, this person's evil now. Like, okay, that's stupid, but at least it's something. In this movie, it's just like, oh, yeah, Newt is a crab and he's going to walk on this thing like a crab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually thought that part was all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay. What's the highlight of this movie? Nothing, like plot-wise, nothing happens.
I was expecting more magical fights. There is stuff. But still, I think the best magical fight is in Order of the Phoenix when Dumbledore fights Voldemort.
Yeah. Dumbledore still, like for the whole movie, he's not allowed to fight Grindelwald. So,
yeah,
like nothing really happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? Like we're kind of talking about negatives, but yeah, I just thought the music was fine as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we just kind of...
I think it's very forgettable and boring. Like I'll forget overall this movie very quickly.
I can't say I didn't sort of, like being a Harry Potter fan, there were parts of it that I enjoyed.
There were like I wasn't stuff having fun.
Okay, yeah.
I was not having fun, yeah.
Yeah, there was parts of it that I liked. There was parts towards the end that were, yeah, it was a bit of a callback, like to magical stuff that happens in Harry Potter. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. I was very bored at that point as well.
Yes, yeah. It is long as well. It's pretty long. And, yeah, a lot of the runtime is devoted to like they have this plan. They have this like series of plans, but I guess it's typical Dumbledore where he knows what the plan is, but everyone that's working for him only knows parts of the plan.
Yeah.
And we're the audience, so we also only know parts of the plan. But when everything comes together, you're like, what was actually the plan?
Mm.
Yeah. Was this actually what he wanted to happen? Because it wasn't really that great what ended up happening. But all right. Well, let's see what the sentiment is on Twitter in terms of how people feel about this movie. This is a review on Twitter from Watching As Intended. Game changer. This will sweep the Oscars in 2023. Yates does it again. This isn't just another wizarding movie. It's one of the best dramas ever made. Great action and emotional too. A fitting end while also setting up what's next.
I feel like that's a joke. I don't know if that guy's being like legitimate.
Okay.
I think it's a joke. Yeah.
This is another one from Cinema Reviewed. The Secrets of Dumbledore is an amazingly crafted, star-studded, intelligent, and stunning film. The entire cast is wonderful, and the story is beyond doubt.
I also think this might be a joke. There's no way.
Okay, let me find something that's sort of, you know, a slightly different opinion to that.
I think David Yates wrote both of those.
This is one review. Some secrets should remain buried. That's it.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
And this is another one from Craig Fox. So he said, yep, these movies still absolutely suck.
Yep. Agreed.
So you got a bit of both. But I think some people are enjoying this. Yeah. I think some people are enjoying it. Some people even enjoyed the last one. So there's always people that enjoy these kind of movies.
I think people do think this movie is better than the last one, but I don't think it's if it's better, it's marginally better. It's not much better. It's not like this last one was shit and this is amazing. It's like the last one's shit and this is, well, last one's dog shit and this is like human shit. Like this,
yeah.
They're both still shit.
Yeah, so you like the first Fantastic Beasts.
The first one's good. I like the first one.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like the first one, but I also think the first one's not that great either.
Hmm.
I think this whole series is a bit unnecessary, to be honest, because they kind of cover what happens in this in Harry Potter in the last book, right? Like they talk about it. I feel like that was enough. I don't know if we needed to go into any more detail on this. Because they're not getting any more than what was in those books. Like, they're not showing us anything great apart from that. So, I'd probably give it a cognitive regression. But I do like it more than the last one. So, if you're a Harry Potter fan, you'll probably find some things to enjoy in this. But, you know, it's not a strong recommendation. So, you probably don't... You could probably just wait for it to come on streaming and just check it out then. How about you?
Same. I would say just don't check it out, though, unless you really want to. But, yeah, I do not recommend.
I guess we can jump into spoilers. So if you haven't seen Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, go watch it if you want to avoid spoilers and then come back to this point and listen to our spoilers. So, yeah, the movie starts off with this Chilean. Chilean?
Chilean.
Chilean, yeah. Actually, I thought the beast, I didn't mention this, but I thought the beast's part of this movie, which is a very small part of this movie, was actually pretty good. So all the beasts that they encounter, pretty good. Mm. Like those crabs that you mentioned and the Chilean and this, there's like a massive crab thing, is it? In this prison, this weird prison that if the light goes off, you get killed by this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Didn't really make sense, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were other things that made less sense in this movie, so I just went with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beast part of these movies are a bit shoehorned in, though. Like, you don't really need it, but they've kind of...
They're committed
to the beast now, so they have to add in beasts in every movie.
They committed early, yeah.
Yeah.
They also have to keep Newt Scamander as, like, the main
character. The main character, yeah.
Even though he doesn't really... matter.
He doesn't have much to do anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't have much to do with this story.
Yeah. Like Dumbledore would be probably better as the main character, more interesting to follow, but they kind of shoehorned into having
Newt Scamander.
Yeah. He's not bad at what he does, but it's just, yeah.
Yeah, because when they talk about Newt Scamander in the Harry Potter books, he's just a guy who wrote this Fantastic Beasts
thing. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, they don't mention anything more than that. Like, he wasn't a critical figure in magical history.
No, yeah.
He was just a guy that that wrote a book about beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just feels weird that he's doing all this stuff that is quite important. But anyway, both Grindelwald and Dumbledore want this creature because it can tell you the future or something as well.
Its blood tells the future or something? I don't know. Grindelwald kills his one.
Yeah.
And then he can see the future.
In the blood as a reflection.
Yeah.
And he starts seeing reflections throughout
the movie. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's because he killed it.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. It's never explained.
Yeah.
So most of this movie is pretty confusing.
Yeah. At the start, so Newt's gone. Apparently he was in China. Did you know that? Apparently that creature was in China. But yeah, he's going to get this creature because they know that one of them is giving... It's like an incredibly rare species and they know that there's one giving birth. Credence turns up. Credence and some of Grindelwald's other followers turn up and they take one of the babies, but it turns out they had it had twins, so there was another baby and Newt takes the other baby. So I thought this part was actually not that bad. It was all right. And then you go into the actual plot. They do shoehorn in Hogwarts at one stage as well in this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just go there to meet up, I guess.
Yeah, for nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't serve anything to the plot, essentially.
And you start off with Dumbledore, how he meets up with Grindelwald. Is that in the present?
That was also confusing. Was it like a vision or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it seemed like it was a vision because the lighting was all like weird. It was like extremely bright for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe it was a vision, but yeah, I'm not sure how it works.
I think they were in like mindscapes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because there's other parts in this movie where does like Dumbledore have like this like mirror dimension or something? Like... Can he change?
Yeah, because he does it with Credence at one point and then he does it with Grindelwald at the end as well.
Actually, it kind of looks like, you know when Harry dies and he meets Dumbledore at King's Cross Station?
Yes.
Kind of like that. They never really explain how that works either because it's not like a... He's not looking in the Pensieve. It's Pensieve, right?
Where he's not.
He's not looking in the Pensieve or anything. It's just... Yeah, it's just a vision, I guess, that he has. And then you get into the plot where they're getting the team together. So Professor Hicks recruits Jacob. Again, I don't know why he needs to be a part of this because he doesn't actually do anything. In fact, he makes things slightly worse at one point.
Maybe it's to get Queenie back on the
side. I think that's the only reason. But was she such an important person that they needed her back? Because she also doesn't do anything. Yeah, I guess is to get Queenie back. So you got Newt Scamander. You've got his brother, who he's an aura or something.
Yeah,
yeah. So I guess that makes sense. He should probably be part of the team. You got Jacob. You got Professor Hicks, and you got Bunty, Newt's assistant. They introduced her in the previous movie, actually. So, but she has a small role in that one scene. Yeah,
bigger role in this one.
And you got that other guy.
Yeah, the Lestrange.
The Lestrange guy. Yeah, who
you think is going to turn evil for the whole movie, but he doesn't.
Doesn't, yeah.
Yep.
I feel like it would have been better if he actually did.
Mm. Well, he's a Lestrange, so
yeah.
He's going to turn evil at some point. Well, his kids probably turn evil.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Also, how do his kids turn into Bellatrix?
What do you mean?
Oh, no, Bellatrix marries into Lestrange, family,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't they like... it's never mentioned, actually. Maybe they are not white, but I always thought they were like a white family.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's not mentioned. Yeah.
Yeah.
You never see Bellatrix's husband.
In the movies, you don't, yeah. In the books, you do, right?
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure in the books you do, because Voldemort talks to him at one stage, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, doesn't matter. So he doesn't turn bad. He stays good. But there was one part where Grindelwald takes out his memory of his sister.
Yes.
Like if Zoe you're
Kravitz.
Gonna, so if you're going to do that, couldn't you extract the memory of him talking to Dumbledore?
True, yeah. But he does say he doubled or sent him, but he's...
He is a double agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's actually a triple agent.
Yes, yeah. And he, so Queenie's his, like, mind reader person.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have... I feel like he's a powerful
legilimens. Yeah.
Wizard to be able to have those powers.
Maybe she's a better legilimens. Yeah, whatever that word is.
Yeah. Yeah, it just felt weird. Because Voldemort could do it, right?
Yes, he was good.
He was good at it, right?
Yeah.
Because so, he could go into like Harry's mind and stuff because they were connected. Mm-hmm. I feel like both Dumbledore and Grindelwald should probably have some level of competency in that.
Mm.
But obviously he's not that good at it, so he needs someone else to do it for him. And then I'm pretty sure Queenie knew that he was a triple agent, but she didn't tell him because in this one she's having second thoughts. Whereas at the end of the last one, she seemed pretty sure.
She was all in, yeah. Yeah.
Which I feel like it's just a course correction. Because everyone's like, why would you do that to Queenie, who's like...
It didn't make sense with her because she's in love with a muggle and Grindelwald's all about killing muggles.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would she be the one to join?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And there's no mention of Nagini in this.
Yeah, what happened to her? Wasn't she on the good side?
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Yeah.
So Credence joins, but she doesn't.
Yeah.
Which also didn't make sense at the time, but she's just not in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
No mention of it. It's like she didn't exist. Like,
yeah, there's no one ever mentions her. Yeah.
She's not at all. So coming to Credence.
He's not really in this movie that much as well.
Yeah.
So but he's Abbotsford's son.
I just can't remember if that's...
It's not mentioned, no.
It's not mentioned. Like, is it against... Is it like...
It's not... There's no mention of Abbotsford's family. So it's not against anything in the book.
Yeah, it's not but like it's against not, canon. But
yeah, it's not also mentioned.
It's yeah.
So it's not against canon. Yeah.
It's I guess, yeah. Because at the end of the last one, there was speculation like, oh, did Dumbledore have another brother or something? Because that was obviously never mentioned in the books. But I guess this kind of makes sense. Abbotsford had a son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just never mentioned. Maybe he dies, I guess, because he looks like he's going to die.
I think he died. Yeah. Well, yeah. He's going to die. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, he's a bad bloke in real life, so they're probably going to kill him anyway.
Yeah, yeah. They're probably just off screen.
Yeah.
In the next movie, he'll be like Nagini. Like, they'll just not mention him.
I'm pretty sure if they do another one of these, he just won't be mentioned again.
Yeah. Because they set him up as, like, a central character in this franchise, but
I think he's gone. Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, ends up not being very, even in this movie, he's not really that important. So
yeah,
Grindelwald wants him to kill Dumbledore, but he's not even been a wizard for that long. In the first one, yeah, he was just a guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
I think it's because he's the, what's it called,
the Obscurus, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's because he's that.
Which Ariana was as well.
Yeah.
Also, how did he end up in America? He's in New York, right, when you first meet him. So how did Aberforth's son get...
End up separated? In America. Yeah, they explained in the previous movie, some boat shit.
Was Aberforth on that boat?
No, but Aberforth gives up the son and then, like... He's on a boat. It's in the previous movie. Go watch that. It's in that. It's some boat shit because they think he's a Lestrange in the previous movie.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah, but then they're like, oh no, he's not a Lestrange. We switched the babies or some shit.
Yes. Yes.
And then the Lestrange actually drowns in the boat.
Yes.
The and then, yeah. And then he's...
He is saved.
Yeah, and they take him to America.
Isn't there something about Leda Lestrange switch? She's the one that switches.
She switches them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, at least there wasn't a ridiculous scene like that one in this one where everyone just ends up in one spot and they just have a massive exposition scene.
Well, kind of. Everyone does end up in the one spot in that temple. Yeah, yeah.
Except it's sort of planned. Mm. Also, that's in Bhutan.
Mm.
Why aren't there any people there that look like they're from Bhutan?
The Muggles? Yeah, I don't know.
So it kind of all goes nowhere because what happens at the start of this movie is Grindelwald is out and about. He's doing his stuff. And then Dumbledore's trying to find a way to stop him. So he,
and he's also wanted, Grindelwald.
Yeah, so yeah, he's also wanted. And then Dumbledore puts together his team to like stop him from getting... Well, actually, he wasn't even getting elected. He wasn't part of the candidates. And then somehow all charges filed for him are like released. And then he becomes a candidate as well. But by the end of the movie, he's again wanted. He again escapes and everyone's looking for him again.
Yeah, yeah, nothing changes. The status quo is returned. Yeah. The only thing that changes, one thing changes, Dumbledore can fight him now. That's the only thing that changes.
Yeah, that's right. And they don't really, it's not like they spend time with Dumbledore and Grindelwald either. Like there's not that many scenes where they're actually
together.
In terms of positives, I did like the scene where they go to a lot of tea parties and stuff in this as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they get invites, but yeah, they're there. There was one scene where Professor Hicks transports her and Jacob out of the tea party. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That was not bad, yeah.
Yeah. She does some stuff with books, like the book support key, is it?
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty good. All the stuff with her was pretty good. Tina is... Yeah,
she's like, not in it.
She's not in it. She turns up at the end for a little bit.
Hmm.
And, yeah. So Queenie turns good. Jacob and Queenie get married.
They get married.
Dumbledore's
like, oh, find Grindelwald.
Yeah, and he's walking towards the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah. It's like, oh, go kill him now.
It's funny how they included that scene, like him walking towards the Brooklyn Bridge in the trailer, and that's the last shot in the movie.
But overall, there's just nothing in this movie that is that interesting. Plot-wise.
You just walk out of it and you're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's whatever. Not like offensive. Like the last one I actually found kind of offensive. Like, because it felt like they were just taking Harry Potter fans for granted. Like there was all this universe-breaking stuff. Like McGonagall was a professor even though she wasn't technically even born yet. And like, yeah.
She's
like,
also in this though.
Yeah, she is in this. Yeah. In a small cameo. And there was like, yeah, Credence being a Dumbledore and all this stuff, like it was just a bit weird. Whereas this one, it kind of does play it safe, but it's also pretty boring.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you look forward to the next one? Two more to go.
No, I'm not looking forward to the next one. These movies are very boring. I would like it if there was more stuff that I don't care if it's like universe breaking stuff, honestly. I would just like it if more stuff happened.
Yeah.
Just not enough stuff happens in this movie to keep me interested.
And Jude Law's Dumbledore, I thought he was good on the last one. This one, did he feel like Dumbledore? Like, he was like...
I don't know.
I guess. Maybe Dumbledore was like this when he was younger, but it's not like you can see him becoming the Dumbledore in Harry Potter yet. He looks like there's still a fair way to go before he gets there. Want some trivia?
Sure.
We didn't talk about Johnny Depp, but he was fired before they basically started this movie, but apparently he still filmed one scene. And because he had a contract which is pay or play, so that means, I'm not sure what that means, but basically once you start, you have to get paid for the whole thing. So he still got paid $16 million for this.
What a waste of money. Not that I hate Johnny Depp or anything, but like this guy just got paid $16 million for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for him.
Yeah.
So this movie was meant to be in Brazil. I think we mentioned this in our review of Crimes of Grindelwald. So this movie was meant to be, like the election was meant to be in Brazil, but apparently due to COVID they couldn't go to Brazil, so they made a fictional set of Bhutan.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fair enough. They could have made a fictional set of Brazil if they wanted though.
I guess so, yeah. I'm not sure why they changed it. it's funny. So I actually found the last scene pretty funny. So there's this fake Chilin,
yeah,
that bows down to Grindelwald.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh, this is fake. And like, there's like, they're at the top of this like summit type thing, right? And they're just talking. How can everyone hear? Is there like a mic or something?
I think it's being broadcast, isn't it?
Yeah, but can they? I guess it's like a magical mic. Remember in the Quidditch World Cup how they like put them one towards their cheek and like,
yeah.
Yeah. I thought they would do that type of thing. But basically, they're having this conversation. They're like, oh, this is, that's a dead Chilean. He's like manipulated this. And they bring the real one. And they do this thing how there's like five different suitcases and they like split everyone up and no one knows which one's which, except Dumbledore, I'm guessing. But Bunty has the actual one. And you know it's her because you've seen all the other ones by that time.
Yeah.
So it's, you're obviously like, well, there's no one's...
It's got to be her.
No one's got to her. Like, you don't see her getting attacked or anything. So obviously she's going to turn up and give it... get the real Chilean out. And then the real Chilean comes out and it bows down to Dumbledore. And Dumbledore's like, oh, wait, I'm not one of the candidates. So, you know, this just like you were born, there was two of you born, there's probably two of us here. Like... Is there really? Like, I don't know if there is.
Yeah, maybe Dumbledore should have just done it.
Is there really? Because it says it only bows down to those who are, like, pure of heart. There might not be anyone that's pure of heart. It's possible.
Yeah, it could be possible.
But so then it goes looking for someone else. And I thought it just went to someone random. But it turns out it was one of the other candidates.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Just coincidentally, it just happens to be one of the other candidates.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like some North Korean-looking dude, and then there was her.
Yeah.
And then there was Grindelwald.
So, like, yeah, I think Chilin's like, well, it's not going to be him.
Yeah.
It's probably not him either. Yeah. So we'll just go with the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you literally spend no time with this other person, so you don't know who she is.
Yeah, she could be the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she could be...
But apparently she's not. The Chilean knows.
Yeah, apparently. So, yeah, it just felt weird that it picked her. Maybe they should have spent a bit more time with her, like what her, you know, campaign's like or like what she wants to do or anything, but they don't. It's just, okay, you just go with it. And then, once again, this is... What, like the third time that Grindelwald escapes when he's surrounded?
Yeah, he just jumps off a building. Off. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he goes somewhere.
Yeah. Because they want to make more movies, so can't be beaten there.
I thought the whole plan would have been to actually capture
Grindelwald,
But like obviously that wasn't...
They just let him go.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing, the way he's is it the blood oath?
Yeah, there's like some that was at the end of the last movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have a blood oath so that Grindelwald and Dumbledore can't fight. And the whole premise of this movie is that he can't confront Grindelwald. That's why he recruits his team. But then Grindelwald attacks Credence.
Yeah, tries to kill Credence and then
And then Dumbledore tries to stop him and that
breaks the blood oath. Yeah.
All right, whatever.
I guess they had to break it somehow, didn't they? But
maybe
I thought it would be something different.
Maybe it was something else they could have done. But anyway, they got there in the end. That's what the movie needed to get to. So then they got there. And then the movie ends.
It was whatever. I'm ready to forget about this movie.
Yeah, we just watched it yesterday. So that's why it's kind of still fresh in our minds. But if we had to do this in a week, I think I would have forgot as well.
Yeah.
I think there'll be better movies later this year.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
What did we watch last week? Morbius.
Morbius, yeah.
Is this better or worse than Morbius?
It's about the same. They're both boring movies. Morbius was shorter.
Yeah. In terms of box office, I didn't see actually what the opening weekend is expected to be. Let me check. The thing is, there's so many just, I wouldn't say blind, but like very passionate Harry Potter fans that will watch this anyway. And it'll probably still make a lot of money. Because even with the last one, there was a lot of people like, oh, that was great. I just can't see how that was great. Because there was, just from a filmmaking point of view, it just didn't make sense, a lot of things. And it just jumped to, you know, there was a lot of plot holes and stuff. This is the same. I was like, I can't, just from the way it's made, you can't say it's great. Like, there's just obvious plot holes. At least the first one was like competently made from memory.
Yeah, it was.
So at the moment, it's standing at 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. Crimes of Grindelwald was 36%. And in terms of box office, it's expected to have a 40 to 55 million opening, which is worse than... I didn't mention this last week when we did Morbius, but 82 million in the opening weekend is actually really good. Not bad, good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, I don't know how it made that much money, but yeah, this is making less. This is making like half of that. So it's probably not going to do that well in the box office, considering there's so much stuff coming out as well in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So it's probably just going to get forgotten. But yeah, we don't recommend it.
We don't, yes.
Not great. Next week, what are we doing?
I don't know.
So there's a couple of things coming out. We still need to watch Sonic.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing some decent things about Sonic, so we'll probably do Sonic next week. Then we do have Nicolas Cage's movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one where he plays himself. So we'll probably do that one, and then it's probably Doctor Strange after that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There's a couple other things coming out, like there's The Northman coming out in the next couple of weeks. We actually have an advanced screening for that, but maybe... I don't know if we're the kind of people that would review that kind of movie, but anyway, we might watch it. There's that Multiverse, A24 Multiverse movie, which I'm hearing really good things about. We'll probably watch that one, and... there's also The Lost City, which seems like a fun movie, but we might not be able to fit it in our schedule, so we'll see how we go. So, yeah, stay tuned for all of those things. So if people want to get in touch with us about this movie, how do they go about it? This movie being The Secrets of Dumbledore.
So we're on all platforms at Cognitive Recalibration, or you can contact us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. So, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just follow us on all of those. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so via giving us a review on iTunes or Spotify. That'll make us more discoverable on search engines. So, when you search for the Secrets of Dumbledore review, you'll find us as one of the first few that comes up. Another end of an episode. I feel like the last two episodes have been a bit... I wanted to talk about these movies more, but they were just so boring that I can't talk about them more.
We still do talk. We talked about them for nearly an hour still.
Yeah, still. Yeah. Time. I think Morbius ended up being like half an hour once I edited it down. So
yeah,
this will probably be about the same. But stay tuned for maybe a little bit more enthusiastic, more of an enthusiastic review in the next one. Maybe Sonic will be good.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I hope it's good. I actually like the first one, so I hope this one's good too.
Yeah.
All right. So, hope you're all staying safe. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.